talking to Hugo Pienaar, Director of the Employment Law Practice at Cliffdecker Hofmeyr, to get the legal position on this. Can companies force employees to come in? Can they make it a condition of an employment contract? Can they incentivize an employee? Say, well, if you come in, we'll pay you more, or you might get promoted. If you don't, you won't. And what are the rights of employees in this? It is a really, really important issue at the moment. It's one that a lot of my friends are talking to me about, people running companies. They're looking at this going, what do? We know that it's best for us as a company for people to get into the office, but they're not coming in. What do? We'll find out more on the legal position shortly. Let's pick up the weather, though, because it's a very important issue at the moment.
Cape Talk. Cape Talk. Weather.
Nice little sunshine this afternoon, but tomorrow I'm afraid drizzle and light rain, especially in the afternoon. 5 millimetres in the forecast right through the day. 15 degrees the expected high after an overnight low of 10 degrees. A moderate northwester getting up to 28 kilometres an hour, so you might find you'll feel a bit of the wind in the afternoon. But generally a drizzly light rain kind of day. Thursday much of the same, light rain. 16 degrees, but then it clears away. Friday, 18 degrees, partly cloudy. Saturday, 22 degrees and sunny. Sunday, 17 degrees and sunny.
Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Hugo Pienaar, Director in the Employment Law Practice at Cliffdecker Hofmeyr. Very good afternoon to you, Hugo. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Well, thank you, Mike.
This is a very important issue at the moment, is it not? I assume your practice is getting a lot of queries about this.
Indeed so, and as you know, that the Dutch House has just approved legislation in this regard. So it becomes a more interesting debate, not only locally, but internationally.
So just explain that Dutch decision, why it's significant and what it was.
Well, it was still going to Senate, but at the moment, at the lower house, they've approved legislation. And it really forces employers to consider employees' request to work from home as long as their profession allows it. So it's not as open-ended as it sounds. It's still subject for the employer to consider and allowing it to exercise its employer prerogatives. Really what you alluded to before the break. And of course, you must remember that it's different in the Netherlands as opposed to South Africa, because they have historically ratified an ILO convention that allows for home from work. That's a home from work convention in 96, and they have a flexible working act. So their background is slightly, or not, is different from ours. But again, the new act only says, if it goes through, of course, quote unquote, the employers must consider the employee's request. So that's, of course, the position there. But in South Africa, you know, this came about through the fourth industrial revolution and COVID, where people were allowed to work from home. And now there's a question, does this become a right or not? And the current position is really simple in the sense that you have a contract of employment. The employer has a prerogative in terms of its operational requirements and in terms of its contract of employment to ask you to work from work. From the office, and it's in all likelihood a fair instruction to require you to work from the office. Of course, operationally, sometimes it's just impossible to work from home. But if you look at the legislation and the developments, ultimately the question would be, is that a reasonable instruction from the employer to instruct you to now work from the office and not from home?
Is it a reasonable instruction? Would the interpretation, would the court simply say it's not reasonable if the work can be done from home? If I can demonstrate my job can be done from home as well as in the office, therefore, ipso facto, as the lawyers would say, it is not reasonable. Would it be as simple as that?
No, I don't think so. I think the starting point is a contract of employment and you're obliged to comply with your conditions of employment and you've signed up for that. So it's not just a matter of whether it's a reasonable instruction. What I think is that in certain courts and in certain institutions, that's a question that will be asked from time to time, and employers will rightly or wrongly have to justify that.
Is it in contracts, when you say they have the right to ask you, at the moment, is it written in the contract that they have the right to ask you to come to the office? Because we never would have assumed that needed to be in writing in the past. Is it actually there in writing for most employees?
Yeah. Well, in many cases, there's simply a contract of employment which gives you a place of work, and that's at a particular office, and you're bound by that. And then, of course, there was a long practice of you working from there, which is also becoming entrenched, right? And the COVID situation or the work from home was really a temporary alternative to address the safety of workers. And it's a very difficult issue to always justify, because sometimes you simply say, my people need to be at work because there's an office environment, there's constant training directly and indirectly, there's the energizing of the people at the workplace and the like. But ultimately, we also know that it's about flexibility, and the new generation requires more flexibility. So some employers will just simply take that decision. But of course, as I've indicated, sometimes it's operationally simply not justifiable.
Is there anything in the courts at the moment that you're aware of? Is this being challenged by any employees or employers or tested?
No, simply the cases so far where people have refused to come to work when they were not vaccinated, or where they were retrenched or dismissed, where they refused to be vaccinated. And in all those cases, the employer's position, or the majority of those, the employer's position was upheld. It was entitled to give that instruction. So I would think that it would follow suit.
Thanks very much indeed. Hugo Pienaar, Director in the Employment Law Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, there about the legal position, which is fairly clear here.